By then, the Ormney was a looming wedge of durasteel, its gray hull blotted by the radiant squares of open hangar mouths. The steady stream of blasting yawls and ram galleys entering and leaving suggested that no battle alarms had yet been sounded. Leia glanced over and found her brother staring into the darkness above the Ormney, his gaze fixed on a cluster of tiny delta-shaped shadows that kept appearing and disappearing against the glow of passing tendercraft. Without looking away, Luke said, "I'll take starboard, your port."
"Good."
As Leia spoke, she opened herself to the Force and felt the cold, focused presences of perhaps 10 pilot and gunner teams swirling above the Ormney. She used the Force to grab two of the proton torpedoes they had set adrift earlier, then accelerated them toward the left edge of the formation above them. The Ormney continued to swell as the scrag hull closed, growing so large that it stretched across the entire viewport. After a few moments of Force use, she felt the oily brush of the dark side again, and this time, it did not withdraw. No matter. Soon enough, the Sith would not be the only enemy who knew where to find Leia and her brother. The salvo passed above the Ormney. Leia guided her first torpedo into the nearest Besselik and was rewarded with a symmetrical white blossom of scattering protons. The viewport dimmed as the scrag hull's blast tinting activated, and she felt the hot, sharp surprise of two lives being torn from the Force, then felt it again as Luke's first torpedo found its target. Leia put the deaths out of her mind and reached for a pair of alarmed presences near the back of the Mandalorian formation. A heartbeat later, the viewport darkened again, then darkened even more as Luke's second torpedo also detonated, and four more Mandalorian auras dissolved into fiery anguish. A flashing tangle of energy erupted ahead, the remaining Besseliks opening fire. With the Scrag Hull's engine still inactive and no Force to help find their targets, the Mandalorian attacks were as ineffectual as they were desperate. Leia did not even bother to bring the spyboat's nose up to reduce the likelihood of a cockpit strike. But with Yorel Moon carrying Han away and at least one Sith out there who could target the Scrag Hull, continuing to glide was no option. Leia hit the engine igniters. As Luke brought up the shields, enemy cannon bolts began to converge on the little spyboat. Leia went into an evasive roll, then gave the control yoke over to instinct, jinking and juking without conscious thought, simply trusting to her training and the Force to keep the spyboat out of trouble. A steady patter of cannon bolts blossomed against their forward shields, but many more glanced off harmlessly or missed altogether. In the blink of an eye, the distance between the Scrag Hull and its attackers had closed to mere kilometers. Leia opened the launch tubes again and felt the soft thump of torpedoes being expelled. She grabbed two in the Force and accelerated them toward the enemy. At this distance, the exhaust baffles did little to conceal the Besulik's efflux, and she could see the Mandalorian starfighters as they approached head-on, a half-dozen faint blue halos growing steadily larger and brighter as they weaved and bobbed closer. But where were the Sith? Leia could find no sign of them on her tactical display. She turned her attention back to the Mandalorians, reaching out in the Force and guiding a torpedo toward the largest halo. The Besselik vanished in a white bloom of light and anguish. By then, Leia had found another pair of targets near the back of the formation. The mercenaries felt as terrified as they were angry, confounded by Jedi weapons, and sorry they had sold their lives so cheaply. Leia gave them no chance to surrender. These were Mandalorians, and Mandalorians expected no mercy because they gave none. She merely held on to their fear until it vanished in a flash of pain and heat.